The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we got the triple header winning combination for you today, starting out with Score volunteer, the award-winning Score volunteer, Lucy Polito. How are you doing this week, Lucy?
I am terrific. And how are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with another Score volunteer. So, but first, I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But of course, this show is all about Score and everything Score has to offer and has going on. And there's always something going on at Score. And it's so easy to take advantage of. There are a number of ways you can reach out to Score. And, you know, they've been there through thick and thin. And the amazing thing is that when things were shutting down, you guys got busier at Score. Lucy, remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember that. I tell you what, our guests probably had to work a lot more than I did. That's for sure. So we could talk. But, the pandemic really created a lot of work for us because we stayed open technically and we were able to help an awful lot of people. And we had some services that the state was providing, and we were able to help out on that too. So really the Score folks came in and they really, really worked very hard to satisfy everybody's needs.
That's for sure. And as I said, they've been there through thick and thin, going on 60 years now, and it's a great organization. And as I said, there's a number of ways you can take advantage of reaching out to Score. The website is maybe the most comprehensive, orlando.score.org. That's where you'll find all the offerings that they have going on at any given moment, webinars, educational programs, and special events. And you'll also find archives of this show and other events. You'll also find templates that you can use for business documentation. And it's all right there at orlando.score.org. And the mentorship program is, you know, volunteers like Lucy who work with you as counselors, advisors. You make the decisions, but they, you know, they provide their expertise and their experience. And Lucy is, as I said, one currently existing award-winning Score volunteers. Of course, Rich Jekyll, our beloved Rich, was another Score volunteer award winner. And they do it out of the goodness of their heart. And right now, everything that Score does is offered to you at the bargain basement, inflation and deflation-proof price of Lucy. You got to say it again.
You know, so I think I'm going to wind up in hell for saying this word every week.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's free.
Absolutely no charge to you, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, there's never been a charge for the mentorship, you know, the expertise of the volunteers. But now there, since pandemic shutdowns, sponsors have stepped up, grants have been gotten, and there's no charge for any of the programming there at Score. Except for special events. And you got one of those coming up on April 11th here in, well, just a few days, really, Lucy.
I do. We'll talk a little bit more about that. It's going to start at 8:30 in the morning, go on through 5 o'clock. And, I mean, is this a deal or what? you are going to have breakfast, you are going to have lunch, you're going to have a great opportunity to network. We're going to have some amazing speakers. We're also going to provide speed counseling. You'll get to see many of our very, very good counselors. I mean, holy cow, you know, and all this for a very minuscule amount of money. It's only $20 for an all-day event with some very interesting speakers and food. And you get to see a lot of folks that you haven't seen in a while and mentors. So what a deal. Don't miss it. April 1st.
April 11th. That's right.
Yeah.
It's
double.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was stepping on you there. Yeah. It's the Climb Women's Business Conference, April 11th. And you can get your tickets, pre-register at orlando.score.org. And as Lucy said, we'll give you more details about some of the speakers and the events that you can expect to find that day. All right, so that's orlando.score.org. I'm sorry, Lucy?
Registration is open right now.
Okay, very good. orlando.score.org. And always you can visit the website and sign up for the excellent newsletter. That way you get alerts about events like this. And, of course, you can also call the folks at SCORE at 407-420-4844. That's for their offices, which are located in the National Entrepreneur Center in the Fashion Square Mall on the West End, just off McGuire, at state-of-the-art conference facilities there. And that's where the Climb event will be held, at the National Entrepreneur Center, right there where the SCORE offices are. And by the way, the SCORE offices are there along with, I think it's 15 now or 16 other great organizations that are there, various organizations like the National Women's Association, NABO, National Women's Business Owners Association is there. And then you also have the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the African American Chamber of Commerce, and I believe other organizations are there. So all of this you'll find, you know, when you go to the National Entrepreneur Center. So anyway, let's go to our guest, because she also, as I said, is a SCORE volunteer, SCORE mentor. And then we'll talk with her a little bit later on about the event as well. So I'd like to welcome to the show today, Ruth Bresnik. Ruth, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Chris. I appreciate being on the radio and letting everybody know what all the good work we do.
Okay. And Ruth has been with SCORE for a good while. You'll find that out here in just a moment. But she's never been on the show before. But she was there when the show was being conceived, you might say. So we'll talk about that with her as well. But Ruth, you know the way we like to start it is if you'll familiarize yourself to the listeners out there, you know, sort of resume type stuff. Where were you born? Where'd you go to school? What'd you do prior to your SCORE years?
Well, I've lived in the Central Florida area since I was 8 years old, so... And I just had my 70th birthday on Sunday, so I've been around here for a while. I went to University of Central Florida. I actually graduated twice from there, once with a Bachelor's of Science in Statistics. And then they did this weird thing. The week I graduated from school, on Monday, it was FTU, and the day I walked through to get my diploma, it was UCF. So they gave me two diplomas. I have one that says FTU and one that says UCF.
That's pretty rare.
That's pretty.
Yeah, there's only several hundred of us that can say that.
Well, you can thank Trevor Colburn for that. He's the fellow who was the president of what was then FTU, Florida Technological University. And he expanded it to wanted it to be a full-fledged university with football team and everything. And he sure brought
That's
it
right.
about. He brought it about. Well, then what was the second one? You said you had two, but I don't mean
well,
the two diplomas for that. Or was
yeah,
that what you meant?
Yeah, two diplomas for that one.
Yeah, okay.
It looked really cool on the wall in my office when I worked at OUC that looked like I went to two different universities, and really it was the same one.
So you spent some time working at Orlando Utilities Commission, is that right?
Yeah, I worked at OUC for 33 years. I started out.
I think she owns it, or you know.
Yeah, well, I don't own it, but I, you know, it's funny. I went to a meeting there last week, and it's amazing how many people I didn't know since I've been gone for almost 14 years from OUC. But it was a good training ground. I started out doing some forecasting work and gradually worked my way up to doing strategic planning. I worked on rates and buying and selling power plants, things like that.
Wow. And so were you there when the Curtis Stanton power plant was being built?
I was there when Curtis Stanton was at OUC.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I started working under Mr. Stanton and went through several other GMs over the years. But Mr. Stanton knew everybody that worked at OUC. It didn't matter who you were.
Is that right? And
that's right.
Sorry, Lucy, go ahead. Lucy, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good manager. That, I mean, that speaks, I'm sure it was handled extremely well. I'm sure it still is, but certainly at that time, if you have somebody, a leader like that, that's great.
Yeah, he was a very, we've always had strong general managers at OUC. Yeah.
Okay, and then when you left there, is that when you began to get involved with SCORE?
Yeah, I was very lucky during my working career, I had several mentors who assisted me. So when I left OUC, I wanted to do something positive with my retirement, and I contacted SCORE and worked my way into being a mentor.
Okay, when we come back from the break, we'll find out a little bit more about that and Andrew's experiences as a mentor. And, of course, and we'll be telling you more details about the CLIMB, the Women's Business Conference, on April 11th at the SCORE facilities at the National Entrepreneurs Facilities where the SCORE offices are. So stick around for more of that. And then once again, you can get your tickets and find out more details and sign up for the excellent newsletter, if you would, at orlando.score.org, orlando.score.org. And you can always call the SCORE offices if you'd like to make an appointment and speak with a mentor at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. And the office hours are 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday and 10 to 1 on Friday. And if you call during those hours, you'll get a human being. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Score, and we want to thank you for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show. And tell your friends and family, the ladies especially who are in business for themselves, about the CLIMB. That's a great event coming up on April 11th at the National Entrepreneur Center, where the SCORE offices are located, west end of the Orlando Fashion Square, right there off McGuire. Okay, of course, we got Lucy Polito, myself, Christopher Hart, our guest today, Ruth Bresnik, who also is a SCORE mentor and volunteer. And how did you know about SCORE? Because working at OUC, you had never been an entrepreneur yourself. Had you been?
Well, not in the sense that a lot of our entrepreneurs, but I had a little business when I was at OUC making flower arrangements. And my parents were had their own business in Sanford. I had heard people talk about it, and sounded like I had some skill sets that might help. And so I searched the internet till I found their phone number, and I gave them a call.
That's pretty extraordinary, isn't it, Lucy?
It is. And, you know, I have to tell you, she's one of our big shots at SCORE because she handles all our money. So, you know, you can't buy ice cream unless she knows about it. So let me tell you, she's very, very good at the numbers, and she's very, very good at, you know, maintaining the financials in good shape. So we're in good shape.
Well, I take it that when you first started, though, Ruth, you didn't really know what you were getting into, did you?
No, I really didn't. But we have, you know, for anybody who wants to volunteer with SCORE, We interview you, talk to you, and then we have a very good orientation program to kind of let you know what SCORE's all about, and it helps you decide if you think that you can give back and that you can get a lot out of the process. I can tell you that I probably learn as much from our clients as the clients learn from me.
Yeah, that's a good teacher. I think many good teacher would say just the same thing. And how long have you, I'm sorry, Lucy, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, one other thing adding to that, we have a diversity of people with various experiences. So, for me, it's been very interesting because aside from the people that come in for some help, the folks that are there, and since I've been there almost maybe a little bit more than she has, I've met an awful lot of people with very, very good experience. And it's, I can't hesitate to say that people should really come to SCORE because we have outstanding counselors in all walks of businesses. And that, I think, is what fascinates me. It's always interesting to know what's hot in the market. For instance, I'm not a techie, but this technology stuff is really unbelievable. And then there's specialties within the technology. And we have all this talent that's there available for free. So I just don't understand why people aren't coming in mass, really, because it's a great operation. It works very well, and everybody's there willing to help at any time.
Would you like to respond to that? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we do is when you go onto our website, a page will come up and ask if you want a mentor. You kind of fill out the information, what your questions are. And then we have an admin who is very good at figuring out which one of us can help that person the most. And she assigns us the mentoring request. And we contact the person. We have people who walk in to when we're at the SCORE office at Fashion Square, and we talk to them and get them started on help. One of the things that a lot of times we recommend are our classes, and that's a wide variety of what we offer. We offer a course series of classes. Again, as you talked about, they're free. They're over Zoom, so you can do them from the comfort of your rocking chair at home. And I've taught classes and I've hosted classes, and I learn from the people who take them. In fact, we've started a program at SCORE to make sure that our mentors take some of these different webinars that we offer. We offer a variety besides the core. We have social media classes, chat GPT, and just a whole variety of classes. And whenever I sit in as a host on those, I learn from the instructor and from the people who ask the questions.
And once again, all of this is available for no charge, ladies and gentlemen. You go to orlando.score.org to see what you want to take advantage of, sign up for it. You can participate in it live. Not all, but some of the presentations are archived there. But, if you want to keep up with it, obviously you want to take advantage of them while they are live. And there's constant, selection of things with, relevant and pertinent topics for all business people. As things are developing, SCORE is right there, providing information from people, who are right in the middle of it. And so all you have to do is reach out and take advantage of it. And Ruth, Lucy was saying that you also handle some of the front office stuff. Is that right? How did that happen?
Well, we have an executive committee of which Lucy is also a member, but I'm the chapter treasurer. So at the end of every, I authorize payments of different invoices and things like that. But then at the end of the month, I go out to the system that National has for accounting and put together our financial report and report back to our executive team as to how we're doing and what money we brought in and what we spent things on during the month. The one thing that, you know, people don't seem to realize about SCORE is that we are able to offer everything basically for free. The climb has a little charge for it, but everything else is free. But there is no free lunch. We have to go out and fundraise to bring the money in so that we can keep operating and offer it for free. When the pandemic hit, we used to charge a nominal fee for our in-person classes. And when we went to Zoom to offer so that we could keep up and going during the pandemic, we were able to fundraise enough funds so that we could offer them to people in that situation of the pandemic for free. And we've strived to keep our classes on Zoom for free. Even a few of them we've offered live at the NEC. And again, we've tried to keep them as nominal in cost or free if possible. You know, and the cool thing about Zoom is not only do we get people from the Orlando area, we get people even in Europe that are zooming in on our webinars.
That's fascinating. So
yeah, it is. It's amazing. You know, California to New England to, and then of course Florida, but all over Florida too, because our district is advertising all of the webinars. Not only do we offer webinars, but some of the other chapters offer them that people can participate in.
Yeah, that was it seems like I remember at one point the Orlando office was given an award or something because of their performance and everything that they were having offered. Is this typical of all the SCORE offices, or is this SCORE office still kind of rising above?
Well, the one thing that's different about the Orlando office is that we actually have a physical office that you can come in, and we have, like as you were talking at the beginning, we have mentors that are there Monday through Thursday from 10 to 4, and then on Fridays from 10 to 1. And having that walk-in ability, a lot of the chapters are not lucky enough to have that. And we're also lucky enough to have all the partners that are at the NEC that if we don't have the skill set to help somebody, we can refer them to one of the other partners and they can get assistance there too. So it's a very cool relationship.
Yeah, being able to have offices where you can actually meet with people is a big difference, Lucy.
It is. And, you know, we dedicate a minimum of 1 hour, which with all the folks that walk in. And, you know, if we know that they're still interested, they want to do whatever it is that they're looking forward for help, we're there to help them at any time. And, you know, the hours are very convenient, I think, for everyone. And the other thing is we have ample parking where we're located. So there's no excuse for people who need help not to come to SCORE, because they're going to get the assistance from the proper person.
And as Ruth also said, with all the other organizations there, if there's another organization that can help you or instead of or in addition to, they can basically right down the hall. And by the way, all that parking that Lucy referred to, it's free. It's all free parking. So come on out. You don't have to worry about that for the event coming up on April 11th. There will be plenty of parking and no charge for that. And as I said, we'll give you some more details on that when we come back. We're speaking with Ruth Bresnik, who is also a SCORE mentor. And as she said, you know, people would like to be a SCORE mentor. Contact the folks at SCORE. Go on the website. There's a page there where you can find out more about it. Or if you'd rather talk with someone, call them at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. And if you call after hours, or if the individuals are tied up and you need to leave a message due, they'll call you right back at the next opportunity. All right, 407-420-4844. And don't forget to get your tickets for the Climb Women's Business Conference, April 11th at orlando.score.org. As Ruth said, at the minimal charge of $20 a person. You can't beat it. food, meetings, networking. They got it all. We'll tell you more about it when we come back with more of What's the Score. Welcome back to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. Today we have two Score volunteers with us, Lucy Polito, of course, and Ruth Bresnik, who's been a Score mentor for how many years did you say it was you've been a Score mentor?
Almost 13. Well, actually, it was 13 years this month.
Is that right? And I am Christopher Hart. Now, Lucy, you've been a Score volunteer a little bit longer than that. You don't need to, you know, give away anything if you won't want to, but I know you've been there a little bit longer than Ruth, right?
I have been a volunteer since Ruth was a baby.
All right.
I've been with for at least 24 years.
And
I am the person there, not only in age, but in time with Score.
Is that right? Now, you have also brought in a number of Score volunteers.
Yes, I have. And, well, imagine in all those years, I've seen a lot of people and have met a lot of people that I always think if when they have the time, when they retire, most of them have retired, some of them maintain some contact with their business. But if they are good, if I think they can offer something really good, then of course I try to get them to come in and help. Because, you know, one thing, when you retire and you've been a professional, you know, after 3 or 4 months, you begin to say, what the heck am I going to do now? And boy, oh boy, for a good thing to keep you alive and well, because, you know, you still know what's going on in business. You still are getting up to date as to what's going on. And I think, you know, the best thing is being able to help people. And that's rewarding right there. So, yes, I have brought in a number of folks. Many of them have been very good, and many of them have turned out to be eventually my boss. So how about that? I go out and I pick my future boss.
Well, there could be advantages to that, don't you think, Ruth?
I do. I mean, Lucy and I were talking about this before the program started, all the different people that she's brought in, and she recognizes good talent, and she encourages them till they finally give in and come to Score. And they, in fact, our chapter chair is a good friend of Lucy's that she encouraged to come on board, and the Score organization has flourished under Lois's leadership.
It sure has.
Yeah, doesn't hurt that Lois is Lucy's neighbor, right?
Yeah, well, that helps
too. She couldn't get away even if she wanted to, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, it works both ways.
When
Lois
boss.
Needs something, Lucy's right next door. So, you know, that. But I was just going to tell people, if they come to the women's climb on the 11th and they come to the registration desk, they'll actually get to meet me. I will be at the registration desk.
You'll be working the registration desk that morning. And yeah. I believe the doors open at, is it 8 or 8:30 that morning?
Well, if you're coming in the at 8:30, the doors will open and the program will probably get started, I think, around between 9 and 9:30.
And it's scheduled to go until 5 p.m. As Lucy said, you'll get breakfast and lunch, and there's going to be a business expo, networking, speed, counseling. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Lucy. Go ahead, please.
Well, no, I mean, we're going to have the speed counseling. We're also going to have major speakers, you know. We're going to have networking, speed counseling. You know, that's the great thing. The amazing speakers and the networking, I think, is something that's always very interesting. Sometimes when I've attended some of these things, you come out with some knowledge of a lot of businesses you don't even think exist. I went to an event about 2 weeks ago, and there were things in there, people who had business that I thought, wow. And I think this is why I like Score, because you learn so much about what's going on in the world other than what you already know, that's, you know, big stores and big business. But the small business and the small business folks are so creative, and there's so many good small businesses that you never even would think about. So it's very interesting to me. So networking is very important. I think if, once you're in business, you need to have some contacts, and this is a way to make them.
Another thing that's going to be at the event is all, you know, we were talking about all the different partners at the NEC, and they will have tables around the room so that when you do have a break, and we've built in several breaks so that there's a lot more time for networking, you can go over and talk to all of the different other partners at the NEC and learn what they do and how they may be able to help you.
Yeah.
All right. And once again, you get your tickets and pre-register by going to orlando.score.org, and the tickets are $20 each. But as you heard, you're going to get your money's worth and then some. Orlando.score.org, April 11th at the National Entrepreneur Center. That's the Women's Business Conference. And April the 11th is, I believe that's a Thursday, is it not?
Okay,
all right, yeah. Thursday, April the 11th, the Women's Business Conference called The Climb. All right, and so you'll meet Ruth and Lucy and other SCORE mentors and volunteers as well. Now, describe, if you would, please, Ruth, the speed counseling.
Well, it's kind of interesting. We're going to have people in all the different areas of what I call the core parts of your business. We'll have a table with some speed counselors, some SCORE mentors who will be counseling on general business information. We'll have another table that you can go to if you have marketing questions, another table with financial questions, probably one on, I'm not 100% sure, but probably one on some funding issues, and all the different avenues that we counsel in. And then, you know, if you want more counseling, you know, after you've gotten a little taste of it, you will be able to go and register to with your business question, and we will assign a mentor who will give you a call a few days after the event and figure out how, whether you just want to talk over the phone, we Zoom with our clients, or we meet them in person.
This has worked out quite well in the past, Lucy, right?
Yes, it has always been a very good program. And again, as I say, not only do we always have good speakers, but we also have the opportunity to help people. And that's, you know, that's what we're all about. So I say for $20, you're going to get your money's worth 3, 4, 5 times. And, you know, in a short period of time, you'll get an awful lot of help. You'll get to know what SCORE is all about and how we can help you.
And the fee is really just to help us cover some of our expenses for serving lunch or some snacks and things like that. It's not a fundraiser for SCORE. We'll probably actually have to supplement the cost of the program some out of our own budget. So we're not getting rich off of this event. It's really just to cover some of the minor expenses of food and that kind of thing, that the reason that we're charging. One of the cool, our keynote speaker towards the end of the day, I think she comes on around 2:45, is a lady that will help all of our clients learn about how to balance work and life. And I'm one that really wants to listen to that. And but we're going to have other panels that will introduce you to all the different phases of business. We have two ladies that are coming in from Jacksonville to speak. We have a couple different panels of learning about the different resource partners and that kind of thing, social media. So it's a great event. I always learn a bunch out of it.
And there'll be some panel discussions, and you'll be able to ask questions of the panels. Is that correct? Will the interaction with the audience?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know, they'll make a presentation, give a little, and then the rest of the time that they're scheduled to be there, they'll be answering questions of the audience. So it's great. Like I said, learn as much from the panelists as the questions that get answered by the people that are attending.
Okay. And once again, we're talking specifically right now about the Climb, the Women's Business Conference on April the 11th. That's the Thursday. And you'll be able to come in. The doors open at 8:30 and it will end around 5 p.m. and there'll be food and all of the networking and all of the things we just talked about at the bargain basement price of $20 a person. $20 a person, and we can all still scrape together 20 bucks. So it is a bargain, but it's, as Lucy said, it's you're going to get a lot more out of it than just, you know, what you're paying for there. That's basically, as Ruth said, to cover the cost of the meals and things like that. So that is typical of what SCORE has always been like, the experience at SCORE. They've never charged anything more than if they charged anything at all, just what they needed to cover their expenses back when they did that with the educational programs. Now it's because they sent you home with a, you know, fistful of paperwork with information that you could continue to use. So, but that's because of grants and SCORE, you know, sponsors. If you would like to be a SCORE sponsor or make a donation to SCORE, it is tax deductible. Just go to orlando.score.org to find out more, orlando.score.org, or of course, call and speak to someone on the phone at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. And when you go to the website, don't forget, you can sign up for the newsletter, and that way you'll know ahead of time events like this as they're being announced. You'll be the first to know. So that's orlando.score.org. Okay, so when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Ruth Bresnik, SCORE mentor. And don't forget, we'll be back with more of What's the SCORE. We're back, and we are What's the SCORE. And we want to thank you again for telling your friends and family. Before we get back to the conversation with myself, Christopher Hart, Ruth Bresnik, and Lucy Polito, two great SCORE mentors, just want to remind you that one way that people get information about SCORE is from this radio show. Either they hear the show directly or they hear from you talking about the show. And we appreciate that, but that is the advantage of using radio. And it's still one of the most, if not the most effective way to get your message out to a mass audience, especially when you have the option of integrating that radio voice with your online presence. And they can do that with Salem Surround. SurroundOrlando.com is the website, or just Google Salem Surround, and they can help you. They can do an audit to see what your marketing efforts are producing right now, and then they can tell you what they can do for you. And they can go either way. They can go either all radio or all online, or integrate both. That's the best part about Salem Media Group Orlando. They do it all right here. And once again, you can find them at surroundorlando.com or just Google Salem Surround. All right, back to the conversation with Ruth. Ruth, just tell us a little bit about your experiences as a mentor yourself. What's it been like?
Well,
and do you still have, like some of your clients, shall we call them, I've probably been with you a long time. That seems to be typical, but you tell us.
Well, I do mostly what they call MOD, which is mentor on duty. And we will get references, you know, from people looking for mentors. I'll talk to them. But I also do a lot of in-office MOD. So we have people who walk in and we talk to them. We encourage them to take some of our webinars. And if I'm not the right mentor, we will find you the right mentor. We have such a diversity of experiences with our mentors that we'll find you the right person.
Well, I know, of course, SCORE is a nationwide organization. And by the way, you can go to score.org. That is the national website, and find out where the offices are located around the rest of the country. And so there's thousands of SCORE volunteers, but in this local office, just give us a little bit of a flavor of the variety of background, shall we say, of some of the mentors.
Well, myself, I have a financial background. We have mentors that have worked building power plants, but they have a lot of operations experience. We have people who have started restaurants and or managed restaurants. We have a lot of people with marketing experience. One of our mentors used to work for Ford, you know, and did marketing. We have another mentor who worked for Chuck E. Cheese. So, and then we have a lot of people that are, we're now trying to get all of our mentors up to speed on things like social media so that we can help you with that. We have people with a little bit of website experience, that kind of thing. And if we don't have the experience, we'll find somebody who does. If our local office doesn't have it, we'll go out and look at the national mentors and see if we can find one there that might fit your specific need.
Lucy, there literally is no, shall we say, avenue of business that some SCORE volunteer hasn't already gone down, right?
Yeah, I would say certainly my experience. I've met so many people with a diverse background that's really amazing. So, and as Ruth says, I mean, if somebody comes along and nobody locally knows anything about that business or, you know, and when I say that, I'm talking about maybe the detail per se of the business itself, because opening up a business, running a business is going to be the same for everyone. So it would have to be something that's very like, I mean, if somebody, not that that's possible, I guess, but if you're going to talk about, I want to start my own business.
We had somebody not too long ago that wanted somebody with a Bitcoin background, and we found somebody for him.
Is that right?
Yeah. So,
yeah,
we will find the person that can help you.
All right.
And that's an advantage SCORE has.
All right. And once again, if you'd like to meet some of these folks, these mentors, come to the Climb on April the 11th, the Women's Business Conference. Get your tickets at orlando.score.org. The Climb is a special event. You did this last year. SCORE did this last year. It was a huge success. But there'll be other special events coming along this year too, I believe, right, Lucy or Ruth, either one of you?
We seem to have an event about every 3 months or so, or every 4 months. Isn't that right, Ruth?
Yeah, the probably the next one after this one will be our BizFest event. And that covers a huge variety of topics. And we do some counseling at that one. It's similar to this format, but it's even broader in scope. That kind of thing. And, you know, we've been doing BizFest for several years now also. And we're looking at possibly having we don't have a specific date yet, but a one to specialize for people who are in nonprofits. And that's the other thing. It's not just for-profit businesses that SCORE helps with. We have several mentors, myself included, that have nonprofit background, and we have classes on how to start a nonprofit and the things you need to do to get a nonprofit certified as a 501c3. And so again, we cover, I mean, go out to the SCORE website and look under the tab local workshops, and you'll see the huge variety of things that we offer. And everything that we offer, we try and have somebody who you can talk to further about it. That's a SCORE mentor.
You know, I can't remember.
All questions are free. So you know,
yeah, it's all free. In fact, if you would come on Monday this week, I was there Monday. No, I'm sorry. I think I was there Tuesday working in the SCORE office. I've been at SCORE 3 or 4 times this week. I was there on Tuesday in the mod office. I was there on Wednesday as part of our executive committee. And then we had a luncheon for our new mentors, and we learned a lot from them. And hopefully they learned something from us old timers, Lucy. And then today I'm doing this. So spend a lot of time giving back to the community through this. I'm also involved with the Kiwanis Club of Orlando, which helps children in the Central Florida area.
Well, you know, you mentioned the BizFest and been doing those for a number of years, and I can't remember if it was at a BizFest or like the 50-year anniversary of SCORE or something, where Rich Jekyll and another fellow, the name of Joe Terp, and myself and Mike McBath put together this show. You remember that, do you not, Ruth?
I do, and it was a BizFest. It was at the end of the day when we had a cocktail party networking event going on, and somehow the four of you were sitting around a table or
that's right
something and had a couple beers in your hand, and you came up with this idea, and Rich took off with it.
Well, he actually is the one who came up with the name for the show as well. It sort of clicked right away. Lucy, he was quite the fella.
He was definitely quite the fella. And so he is missed. I mean, can you imagine, he's been gone now a few years and we still talk about him and think about him. So that speaks well for him.
Yeah, it does.
He was a great help for the organization, for sure.
I do not doubt
Rich
that.
Rich not only mentored people in our office, he went out an outreach to several organizations and would...
Now, he went to a prison one time.
Yeah, he did that several times. He mentored
right.
and taught basically our basic core starting your business, so that those people had, and we still have a gentleman who, when people contact us, that reaches out to people that are just getting out of the prison system.
Yep, they, you know, many of them have never been in a business for themselves and will find themselves in an environment where that may be the only way they can make a living. And so, that was very special to Rich. He took great pride in doing that. And you're right, we sure do miss Rich. But he was right there and at the very beginning. And he got so much out of being a SCORE mentor. And that's what we're talking about here today, ladies and gentlemen, being a SCORE mentor, taking advantage of the SCORE mentors by taking advantage of their expertise and their counseling. And you can find out more at orlando.score.org, or just come on out to the Climb Women's Business Conference on April 11th, and you can meet these ladies yourself. So and the men who are SCORE mentors. So anyway, last words, Ruth. Thanks for being on the show.
Well,
with us.
If anybody needs a mentor, please go to our website. But also, if after listening to Lucy and I talk about the joy we get out of being a SCORE mentor, please, we can always use good qualified people to be a SCORE mentor. We have a process that we talk to you and make sure that we're right for you and you're right for us. But and we're always looking for people that are bilingual. But please go out to our website, which is score.org/Orlando, and sign up to become a volunteer with us.
Okay. Or just give them a call on the line, 407-420-4844, 407-420-484. And don't forget to get your tickets. They're only $20 at the website for the Climb event on April the 11th. That's a Thursday coming up here just in a few weeks. So don't wait to get your tickets. It is sure to sell out. Well, Ruth, you did a great job being on the show with us today. We'll look forward to having you back again in the future.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the being able to contribute.
Okay. Well, Lucy, we'll talk to you next week as well, because that is all.
Yep.
Okay. That is all for What's the Score.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.